Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here, and in this QuickHit video, I'm going to highlight a new feature that's available in ASP.NET 4 Ajax, and that's that of client data templates. I've actually used this in some of the other QuickHit videos that I've produced already, but I've just glanced over it, not really focused on that piece of the new technology. I've just used that, used the client-side data templates as a mechanism for demonstrating some of the other features that are new in ASP.NET 4. So in this video, we're going to focus on that. So I have an existing project, and the reason that I'm starting with an existing project is that I have a web service that returns a collection of user-defined objects. So let's start by creating an empty web form page, and this is where we'll build our demo. Now, what we have here, let's go ahead and add a style sheet to our page, and then we'll go and look at the service that we're going to be working with. So here we have this service file, images WCF service, and if you're not familiar with WCF services, the .svc file, just like an ASMX file, is just a reference to the actual code that will be used when that service is called. So let's go to images WCF service. Now, this image does a collection of things. It's part of a larger demo, but we're just going to use it in isolation. And what we're going to do is we're going to call this method, getImages. Now you'll note, this getImages method returns a collection of image info objects. Image info is a user-defined type, and you'll notice here that they're a collection of data members. The two that we're interested in are name and URI. URI is the actual image itself. The URI for each object instance points to the URI for the image, and then name is the name of the object. So we're going to be calling this. We're going to be getting returned from our getImages method call a collection of user-defined types. They're returned as an array, and then we're going to use that array of image objects in our web page. So, to do that, let's hop back to our demo page. And the first thing that we're going to do down here in our div is add a script manager. So let's scroll down in the Visual Studio toolbox, find the Ajax extensions, and add a script manager to the page. Let's just call it SM. We're going to need two collections here. One is going to be for scripts, and the other is going to be for services. Now, the service reference, we said that the service that we were going to call was going to be our images WCF service. So we're all set there. Now let's include a couple of script files that we're going to need. So let's add script reference, and we'll use the URL picker. And the nice thing about the URL picker is it prevents you from missing on the syntax for directory traversal if you're organizing your solution into directories. So we're going to select from the Microsoft Ajax subdirectory in my scripts directory, which you've seen in previous videos. And the first script that we need is the Microsoft Ajax.js, and having done that, let's specify a name. We'll just grab this. And lastly, we'll need the templates script file. So again, let's go into scripts, Microsoft Ajax, templates. And here, oops, I'm going to add a script block. Not, however, C sharp. Let's try that again. JavaScript. I'm also going to add another div. And this is where our content's going to go. So we're going to need this to be accessible from our JavaScript code. So let's give it an ID. And the ID will be, let's see, images list view. What we're going to do is display the collection of images that we get returned from our web service. And let's give it a class. Now within this div, let's add a span. And we'll call this named list item. And the reason I'm organizing this way is that this div will contain the list of items. I should spell that right. And this span will be the template for each image that we're going to display in the collection. In order to do that, we're going to need an image tag. I'm just going to say for now, alt is empty just to eliminate a schema message. And then for now, we're just going to leave source empty as well. We're also going to need a place for the name, so let's create a div here. Now, we've just shelled out the placeholders. These are the HTML elements that will be used to contain the results from our service method call, but we'll implement the data templates momentarily. Here in JavaScript, now we need to call that that WCF web service. So to do that, I'm going to start by saying sys.onReady. Now, if onReady is unfamiliar to you, please go back and watch the script loader Quicket video, and you'll get an understanding for onReady. Right? onReady will be called after all of the dependent resources for my page have been resolved. So when the onReady event fires, we're going to call a function. So let's define an anonymous function. And I recommend that you sort of code your closures as you go, because it can get a little bit complicated. So we're going to need to create an object to contain all of those images. So let's call this images list, and let's create a data view. Create dot data view, and the target is going to be this images list view div. Now, I can retrieve a collection of images by calling my images WCF service getImages method. And we need to specify a function to be called when this method has successfully returned, because we need to handle the images that are returned from the web service and display them on our web page. So let's call this query succeeded. Now we haven't defined query succeeded yet, but we'll do that now. And here in our query succeeded method, we can say sysget, and we need our images list view. And then we just need to call set data and pass in the results collection that we got from the web service. The last thing that we need to do is bind to templates. So here in source, what we're going to say is let's bind to the URI. Okay, and this is the client-side data template that we're looking for. And here we're going to say name. And now if we run, you can see that we have our collection of images with the names displayed underneath them, all well organized. So that's it. The point here, though, is that we're getting this array of data objects, and then we can use these templates to bind and refresh the data, so bind the results that got returned to the templated objects in our images list view by calling set underscore data. Right? So this is just a quickie introduction to some of the new client-side programming features. So hopefully you'll watch as many of the QuickHit videos as you can, and then in the future days as we start to create more detailed tutorials, you'll be looking for those on ASP.NET as well. Thank you.